time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
And good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for joining us today. We've got a busy show lined up. Kaw-Wa County track coach Steve Shaw will be with us a little bit later on this morning. We'll also talk with Kaw-Wa County softball head coach Seth Butts. But we're going to start the day with John Morgan Francis of the Edge Media Group, who's getting ready to head to the SEC tournament in Nashville. John Morgan, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. First time for me, so I'm excited.
Yeah, great to have you on the show. And, you know, when you get to Nashville, I'm sure you'll see a lot of UK fans walking around the city getting ready for SEC tournament play.
I you know, Big Blue travels everywhere. I've been fortunate to go a lot of places across the country to cover UK games. And they always seem to flood Nashville. Like, you know, they used to have the SEC tournament in Atlanta. They call it Catlanta. And Nashville, I feel like it's just as popular for UK to flood that way. And I think they're having a viewing party tomorrow evening for the first UK game downtown, and I'm sure it will just be packed everywhere with Big Blue.
Do you think that's part of the reason the Southeastern Conference maybe made Nashville sort of a permanent site for the tournament?
I think so. I mean, you've got the Vols down the road in Knoxville that's a diehard fan base, and then you certainly have Vanderbilt right there in the hometown of Nashville, which is not a huge fan base, but it certainly helps that it's there. And then you do have UK being in Lexington about 3 hours from Nashville. And I think the SEC, as competition has improved, all their fans do travel well, but nobody travels like Big Blue Nation.
Kentucky made a late run to get to the number two seed. So when you look at the brackets, the Wildcats appear to be setting pretty for this one.
I was really surprised. So I actually had to call the media hotel three times to change my reservation because they had a really really nice hot streak to start SEC play. We're playing really well, and then they just hit this bump in the road, Todd. And I could not believe. I mean, I don't think anybody could believe what they were watching. They were just losing games in awful fashion, and I mean, they were gonna have to play today result of missing the double bye, but they ended the year on a 5-game winning streak, and to get that 2 seed and beating Tennessee, I mean, I feel like they have all the momentum in the world. I just, hopefully Coach Cal can drop some X's and O's for the first time in a while and coach them through the SEC tournament, because there will be a lot of great competition. The SEC tournament is my favorite time of year.
Well, I was going to say the only bad thing, if you're a UK fan and you want to go to Nashville and watch the Cats, getting that double bye kind of cheats you out of an extra game.
It does, and, you know, we all know that the Wednesday tickets are basically free, right?
Yeah,
and the Thursday
for sure.
Tickets are a little bit more affordable, but once you get to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they really go up. But I guess fans will be able to, you know, to go and buy a ticket off of, say, a Missouri fan that, you know, maybe bought a book and their team lost last night, or Vanderbilt, you know, being in Nashville, they lost last night. So you might have some luck buying some tickets off people. But I know I talked to a guy yesterday who had a chance to buy an entire book for $700 and didn't do it. And I was like, man, that's a pretty good deal when you consider how many great basketball games you're going to get to watch.
Well, are the Cats peaking at the right time, do you think? You mentioned sometimes during the season they didn't look as good as we all would have liked for them to, but it feels like they're playing pretty well right now.
Nobody, well, I shouldn't say nobody, but I feel like I'm as critical as anybody of UK, just because we all know how good they can be, and they're not always great. But I will say, in Cal's defense, the last 2.5-3 weeks was the first time all year they were fully healthy and had a full roster. You know, at the beginning of the year, they were missing Big Z. Then DJ Wagner was hurt for a little bit. Of course, you know, you've had Trey Mitchell's lingering injuries. And recently they've been able to field a full 9-to-10-man rotation. And their four guards, Reed Shepard, I mean, I can't wait to see our local kid, Travis Perry, at UK, because I've seen the draw that Reed has had, and for Travis to be at UK next year is going to be really fun to watch.
You know, I think they wanted to play together, but I'm not sure that's going to happen or not now.
I saw a story. I sent our owner, President CEO Beth Mann, a story on Monday that Shepherd is now projected to go first in the NBA draft, and I'm sure that will change a dozen times between now and the draft. But it shows you how quickly somebody can rise up the ranks. But he is really playing terrific basketball. I love the way he plays. He plays a lot like his mom.
Reed Shepherd, though, is a little bit of a different situation than some of the players at UK. You know, he's got parents that were both Wildcats, and I'm not sure, do you think he's guaranteed to go if he's a high draft pick, or could he kind of buck the system and stay at UK for a little while?
Well, if I was in his ear, I would definitely be urging him to stay, because I love watching him play basketball, and I think he's an incredible story, but also an incredible player. And he does have room to improve. He's not the best defender on the ball. He's not the greatest athlete on the floor, but he uses his hands and instincts to play good defense. But he could improve in some areas. You know, he could get a little bit stronger. And I agree with you. There's something about that Kentucky legacy that I think means a little more to him being a Kentucky kid versus, you know, coming from Texas or New Jersey or Chicago to play at UK and get to the NBA. I don't know Reed personally, but I'm not sure if his dream was always to play in the NBA. It may have been to play Kentucky basketball.
Well, even when Travis Perry picked UK, which kind of surprised some of us a little bit, I really felt all along, and I don't have a lot of, you know, inside information, but it just felt like he and Reed Shepherd kind of wanted to play together.
Yeah, and can you imagine a backcourt that can, A, shoot like that, but B, pass like that?
That'd be nice.
They seem like they would fit really well, and how awesome would it be for Big Blue Nation to have not one but two UK kids in their backcourt rotation, and just kids that, you know, can shoot the ball but also will pass the ball and have a winning culture. You know, Kentucky has been blessed with a lot of great, talented players, but they've also had some that have wanted the spotlight a little more and hogged the ball a little more. I mean, I think back to like players like Archie Goodwin, and fans couldn't stand him because he would just go out of control and take 22, 23 shots a game. But I think if you had a Shepherd Perry backcourt, I mean, they would wreak some havoc in SEC play. I think they would be tremendous together. It's maybe we all need to write a letter to Reed and ask him to stay just one more year so they can get some time on the court together.
Yeah, we can dream anyway.
Yeah, we can.
Well, as far as the SEC tournament goes this week, does a strong showing this week by the Cats maybe move them up into potentially a number two seed for the NCAA tournament?
I think they would probably, you know, the seeding committee, I don't think ever really factors in too much of the SEC tournament champion, because I feel like at least they make their decision before 2 or 3 p.m. Central on Sunday when that game is concluded. So I think if Kentucky can just handle business Friday, they will play the winner of Ole Miss and Texas A&M. They can handle business tomorrow, then I'm assuming they would play Alabama on Saturday, beat Alabama. If they can make the championship game, I think that would be enough to move them up to a two seed. They're currently ranked ninth. They would need some help from those teams ranked above them. Certainly Tennessee losing tomorrow or Saturday would help, or any of those other seven teams ranked in the AP top 25 falling in their conference tournament would help. But, you know, Kentucky, it's all about recency bias. You know, it's not about who you lost to in December. It's about who you've beat lately and with these committees. And I think a few quality wins tomorrow and Saturday could do the job for them to get that two seed.
Well, do we see a number one versus number two in the finals, Tennessee and Kentucky, or is somebody going to make a run?
Tennessee, to me, I think that was a good time for them to lose to Kentucky. You know, it's a double-edged sword, you know. Do you lose and get your head on right, or do you win and then lose in the SEC tournament? You know, you kind of got to pick your poison there to kind of be humbled before making a big stretch of six games in the NCAA tournament. But I think Rick Barnes is a terrific coach, and I think he'll have his guys ready to play. They play terrific defense, and I will tell you, they've just got some really good veteran players Dalton Knecht was just awarded SEC Player of the Year. And Antonio Reeves had a great season, but Knecht is, man, I looked down and he had 21 points at halftime on Saturday. I was just like, how does he do this? He's just fantastic. And so I think it's a one versus two in the final. But like I said, the SEC tournament is full of great competition, and all it takes is one hot game from a team shooting a bunch of three-pointers or playing good defense on a team like Tennessee that struggles to score sometimes. And if they, if Connect has an off game, they can certainly lose. So I think anything is up for grabs, but if I had to pick, I would probably say Kentucky-Tennessee rematch on Sunday.
Yeah, like I said, the only bad thing for Kentucky fans, we got to wait to Friday night before we play. It's a good thing for the team, but if you're a fan, you're kind of waiting and waiting and waiting to get that game going.
There's an itch, I'm telling you. I'm feeling it myself. You know, I was somewhat excited because I would get to watch four Kentucky games and cover those if they played today and made it till Sunday. But, you know, patience is an underrated trait in these days. And I think that added rest will be nice for them. It gives them some extra time to get fully healthy with Trey Mitchell battling that shoulder and foot injury. And if he will be an X factor for them. They need a presence inside. They've got terrific guards, but having Mitchell a little bit healthier may be a difference maker for them.
Hey, John Morgan, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning and talking UK basketball with us, and good luck covering the SEC tournament.
Yeah, I greatly appreciate it and look forward to maybe hopping back on with you in the future. This was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. You too.
That's John Morgan Francis of the Edge Media Group talking SEC tournament basketball action. Again, the Cats playing Friday night down at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville in the SEC tournament. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report. Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw joins us next. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Fredonia Valley Bank encourages you to support our businesses, patronize our shops, savor the food from our local eateries, procure locally made products, and align with your bank. At Fredonia Valley Bank, the employees, decisions, commitment, and investments stem from the same soil as yours. They're more than just a bank. They are embedded in community life. Pledged to the prosperity of their customers and community, Fredonia Valley Bank is your definitive community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Daniel Ingram from H&R AgriPower. The Case IH Farmall 100A Series tractors come equipped with a powerful, fuel-efficient Tier 4 B-Final engine with horsepowers ranging from 110 to 140. Visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville to experience this robust, simple, easy-to-operate tractor perfect for livestock producers or small-scale farmers. Updates include a new control panel that moves and tilts with the steering wheel, an electronically controlled engine, and an economical drivetrain. For more information, visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
We continue here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks to John Morgan Francis from the Edge Media Group for joining us this morning. In the studio with us now, Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw. And coach, thanks for coming in this morning, and the season's right on top of us.
Yeah, we're getting started coming up on Saturday. It's always nice to come in here and get a chance to share with the community a little bit about the team and talk about the kids.
Yeah. Tell us about the first meet.
Normally, I've tried the past 2 years to do this on a Friday night, just to make it easier for folks to come out and see the team and get the season off to kind of a fun start. And both years, the weather's not cooperated. And so last year was Thursday. This year we moved to Saturday because of the weather coming in. But, you know, it's supposed to be really nice, mid-60s. You know, we've got five teams coming in, Dawson Springs and Trigg, Todd, Central and Crittenden. So it's going to be a good mix of schools around our size. Should be, you know, looking at the entries, solid competition all the way across the board.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of close races, and a lot of the field events are going to be close. And that's what you want, you know, get off to a good start, because we turn around the next week. You know, we have this meet at home, and then next Saturday we go to Marshall County for the Invitational South, and that'll be 30 teams from Kentucky, Tennessee. You know, there's teams that'll roll in from all over the place.
Oh, that's bigger than the regional meet itself.
It is. Other than the state meet, it's the biggest meet that we go to. Yeah. And probably as far as participation, it's the biggest meet that we'll go to. State limits, you know, entries to 24. The Invitational South over Marshall County, you know, they allow three entries per team. So if you've got 30 teams, you got 90 kids in every event. And so we're there from 8 o'clock in the morning till about 8 o'clock at night. It's a big one.
Well, you talk about moving your first meet to Saturday. When I first started covering sports, track meets were on Saturday. That's when everybody had their meet.
When I ran, you know, high school, it was, you might have a duel during the week, you know, a team. I remember, you know, you might, when I was at Graves, we'd go to Mayfield, or, you know, when I first started running in high school, I was at Trigg County my freshman year, and, you know, we'd Crittenden to come down, or we'd go over to Hopkinsville, and you might just get a little meet in. But yeah, all the big ones are always on Saturdays. And the past few years, that's kind of how I've transitioned the team. You know, we had to build up and get back to where we should be at those Saturday meets. You know, when I first got here, you know, just a few kids on the team, and not the best situation as far as, you know, facilities go. And so we went to a lot of those dual or tri meets during the week, and we went to just a few of the Saturday meets because I knew the kids, they needed that experience. They needed the ability to participate, and that's where those weekly meets helped. But they needed to experience that level of competition and how bigger meets ran. And so we went to a few. But now, you know, we've developed to the point where that's pretty much exclusively what we do. Now, we have a couple at home. During the week this year, the 28th coming up, we've got a meet coming up. It's a Thursday, but you know, we've got eight teams coming to that meet, and so that'll be a big one for during the week. And then we have, of course, senior night, and that's just four teams coming to that one, and you know, we'll have senior night. But everything else, it's, you know, it's weekends. We've just been able to grow and develop the team to the point where that we need to be in those big meets, you know, all the time.
The great thing is we have home meets now.
Yeah, it's nice to not to have to schedule buses and, you know, put poor Dustin to work more than he's already got with transportation and, you know, trying to keep up with the facilities. He's got a pretty full plate, so I try to, you know, give him as much time. And he does a great job, you know, making sure we have a bus and getting where we need to go. But, yeah, we're going – we have four at home. We've got five on the road. And, you know, just because we're focusing on those bigger meets – and, yeah, it's nice. It's nice not to have travel. It's a lot more on me because I don't get to coach quite as much because I have a lot more going on during the meet that I need to do as far as running it. But, it's nice to be at home and get in front of the home crowd and show off our nice track.
Now, how long have you guys been working to get ready for the season?
We've been at it 6 weeks. I generally find that that's about the right amount of time to get ready for that first track meet. You go longer than that, and it, honestly, you can get a little, you know, practice – can get a little boring. It, you know, it gets a little old. You know, we're just running a lot of times, and especially those first couple weeks when we can't get outside and get in the long jump pit or get the high jump pit or start throwing. You know, for those kids, those weeks can be really tough. And so they, you know, it's been nice. We've had a good season. We've had good weather for the most part. We've been outside just about the whole time. I think we've only been inside a couple times. And, you know, it just really helps to be out and not in.
I was going to say the weather has to be great for you guys getting ready for the season because it's, you know, there's been a lot of nice warm days where you can get out.
It has, and you know, it's just, it seems like it's hit or miss. We can't get a mix. You know, either we have a cold spring or we have a warm spring, and this year we've just been fortunate enough that it's been warm and the rain has kind of skirted around us where it's been the weekends or it's been at night, and so, you know, we can get out there on that track. When we had the asphalt track, you really can't run on that when it's wet, but with the rubberized, you put the spikes in there, and you know it's safe for kids to get out there and run on that. I don't have to worry about injury.
We're talking this morning with Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw. We need to get to a break on the show, but we'll come back and have more right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Little River Vet Clinic, Doctors Todd and Joanna Freeman have the experience to take care of your small and large animals. Follow Little River Vet Clinic on Facebook and find them on Glenwood Mill Road in Cadiz.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. We've got an overnight low of 57 by this afternoon. Partly sunny, almost 80 degrees. Southwest winds could be as high as 15 to 25 miles an hour. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms lingers. Thursday night, a 90% chance of showers and storms, especially after midnight, low around 59. A southwest wind could be as high as 15 to 20 miles an hour. And then on Friday, another decent chance for showers and storms through the day, 70%. Cloudy skies, high near 66. But back to right now, overnight low 57 by this afternoon. Pretty nice, partly sunny with a high near 78.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Caldwell Medical Associates Orthopedic Clinic is your one-stop shop for orthopedic care. Our team of medical professionals can diagnose and treat a wide range of orthopedic care and get you back on the path to a happier, healthier you. Whether you need basic fracture care or osteoporosis management, a sports physical, or back pain treatment, we've got you covered. To learn more or to schedule an appointment with an orthopedic provider, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
You can save money and support local when you buy online with our big deal store at WPKYonline.com. You'll find deals from merchants such as Adams Breezy Hill Farm and Restaurant, The Joshua Tree, Cozy Living Interiors, B&C Unique Boutique, Our Daily Bread, Willow Pond Catfish Restaurant, and from Nodes Barbecue. Click on the big deals logo at WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us. Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw in the studio with us this morning. And Steve, you guys have a bit of a new thing this year. You guys are going to be in Class A instead of Class 2A. So how do you prepare for that?
You go about practice and everything, just worry about your athletes. But, as far as the competition, you would think, stepping down to A would help. And in some ways it does. I think it's going to open up some opportunities. I don't think you're going to have the depth. I think the top is still just as good. The kids across the top there, your top 10 or so, maybe your top 15 across the state, are still pretty solid athletes. They're athletes that would likely compete for medals at 2 or 3A. It's just how deep. Once you get past that, you start to see that drop off a lot faster than you see at 2A. And so for us, that helps. That's always been kind of a thing. We've had good athletes. It's just a matter of building depth, and we've done a pretty good job of that. I think across the board this year we're pretty good and pretty competitive. But we go from a region that had 7 teams in 2A to a region that has 14 teams. Mm. Now, there's a few schools in there that I think they include, like Carlisle and Hickman. They don't have teams. Fulton counties will have they'll have good kids, but they won't have a big team. St. Mary, they've got some really good athletes over at St. Mary, especially girls distance. But, it starts dropping off, right? They won't have anybody in the sprints. And it just kind of falls off there. Ballard will have a mix. Now, the bigger teams, Murray, Fort Campbell, those are just traditionally really good track programs, that we'll have to deal with. But I think, in the past few years, I've had Tillman and Callaway. Yeah. And you're talking about size, schools almost twice our size with a lot of tradition. And that's just a big mountain to climb.
Yeah.
I think really this year you look at it, really the top four teams in our region, it's us. And then I would say Murray, Fort Campbell and then University Heights. But even then, you know, with University Heights, it's they have some kids here and there. They don't have it really across the board like we do.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, Class 2A, Fort Campbell was one of the big schools in that class.
They, when I first took over 6 years ago, they were in our class. And so about 4 years ago, they dropped down. And then this year, we dropped down with them, down to their class. But, of course, then they moved up in – or no, they're staying the same in football. They're still two. So, but yeah, for a long time, we really competed probably as the smallest school in 2A track. I think we were the only 2A football school that competed in 2A track in the state. So,
well, I was going to ask how close we were to the line because, you know, even in football, there was some thought that maybe with the new alignment, we'd go 3A. Ended up, Murray ended up going 3A, not for this coming fall, but for the next 2 years.
Yeah, Murray's, yeah, bumping up. And, you know, as a football official, you know, you kind of, you're paying attention to that as well. You know, I ref football. And so I was like, oh, okay, now I get to see this realignment. You know, there's a new six-team district for Caldwell. Murray's moving up to three. For us, you know, because there's only three classes, you have the one, two, and three, I'm not 100% sure where that line is, but they do a much better job of balancing it out. You know, it's really even number of schools across the board. You know, in football, the Class A is the 32 smallest schools. Class 6A is the 32 biggest schools. And then they start balancing everybody else between two and five. And so for us, it's just, okay, what's our smallest third? Who's our medium third? Who's the biggest third?
Now, when and where will be the Class A regional meet?
Class A regional this year, I've gotten a couple emails from ADs looking like it's going to be at Murray this year. We've been down there a couple times, so we're familiar with the track. You know, it's a nice location. You know, if you're going to come down, get there early. There's not a lot of seating around their track. There's some stands and some hills. And with, you know, 14 teams going to be there, it's going to be kind of crowded. But they've got a really good facility. Murray's got one. Mayfield's got a really nice track. I think they had it there last year. And then, of course, Fort Campbell's, you know, it's kind of nice to get the Department of Defense money. They actually have two. So,
well, how many kids do you have out this year?
We're sitting just over 50. So I got right at about 30 guys, and there's about 21, 22 girls. So my girls' numbers are down a little bit this year, but I've got five pretty strong seniors. And, you know, they're all looking to go to state in different events, and they're going to be, you know, very competitive at regionals. And some of those girls I fully expect to compete for medals at state. And I've got a really good group of younger kids coming up because as a coach at a smaller school, you kind of get them in waves. And these five, you know, my five that I've got this year, you know, TJ and Avery and Ava, and gosh, now I'm going to forget somebody right off the hand. That's what I get for saying names on radio. I got TT's my only boy on that side. So the guys' team is going to come back really strong. And then who am I? Mariah and, oh, I added Abigail this year. So I know I'm leaving somebody off, and I'm sorry. But, you know, when I lost those, I was kind of freaking out because I'm like, man, whew, that's some really good talent to lose. But I've got some really good younger freshman and eighth grade girls that are going to participate, you know, and they're going to run at regionals. They're going to be part of relay teams. And they're really kind of picking up fast. And they, you know, they kind of realize that they may not get to do as much this year as they would like. The next 3 or 4 years for them is going to be really busy, and they're going to be a really important part of moving this program forward.
So can you guys compete in Class A? Can you go after that championship? Or how good do you think you will be this year?
I think we're going to be tough. I think, you know, probably top two or three. I don't know about championship. You know, Murray's just – they're deep across the board on both sides. And for us, you know, on the girls' side, I just don't have the distance. You know, 8, 16, 32. And if you're not scoring points in everything, then it's really tough to compete for a regional title. I think we're going to be in it. On the guys' side, I think we're going to be really competitive. Fort Campbell's tough, of course. You never know what they're going to have because they have so many people coming in and out. Murray will be very tough. University Heights has a really strong team. And then, you know, it's just those other teams that pick off points. You know, Fulton County, Fulton City are going to have some athletes that are going to, you know, they're going to get points in places. And Ballard's going to have people. And Mayfield's got, you know, solid sprint core coming back. And so it's tough across the board this time.
Now, you've got a future college flag football player on your team.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to be – yeah. Actually went out and helped her a couple times. TJ Goodwin signed yesterday with Campbellsville to go play flag football. And so I'd like to think that I helped with that. you know, I like to think that I helped, you know, Coach McClung with the football team as well. You know, he sends, he's really good about sending guys to me. Yeah. And, you know, we sent them back faster. And TJ, you know, she said, she came and worked. I played in college. And she's like, hey, coach, can you work with me a little bit after practice? Sure, I can. You know, she's a great kid, and why wouldn't I? And right before she went, and so she got there, and, you know, things went well, and she actually got more money. The coach offered her more to play football and not wrestle, just to play football. And so, you know, it's nice. I hope a lot of things, you know, the work she did, you know, at track helped, you know, with the speed and the quickness and, you know, the fact that she's a volleyball player and, you know, she's a multi-sport athlete. And that's what college coaches look for. They don't look for just that one sport athlete most of the time. They like those multiple sport athletes. And you talk to the college coaches, you talk to big-time level, high-level coaches, there's just multiple reasons why they like kids who play more than one sport. Yeah. And you look at most of the big athletes, people are like, well, you just got to focus on one. Well, you know, LeBron played football. You know, Patrick Mahomes played baseball.
Yeah.
Josh Burrow was an all-state point guard, right? These guys all play multiple sports, and there's a reason, right? You know, it's better on your body. It's better for you mentally. You know, you're using different muscles. You're developing different skills. You're getting kind of a mental break. And I tell my kids on track team, I said, you should do something else. Don't just do track. Mm-hmm. Go play volleyball. Go play soccer. It's hard to encourage them to play baseball or softball because you were at the same time. But, you know, play football, play basketball, you know, do everything because, you know, you can't come back, right? Go do everything. Have fun because once your 4 years are up, they're up.
Yeah. Well, once again, we want to remind everyone that Friday's track meet is now Saturday. And tell us who all you've got coming in.
So 11 o'clock Saturday, we're going to start. We'll hit the, you know, we're going to start with field events and running events. And so we got Trigg County's coming, you know, just a traditional good school. Todd County Central's coming up. Dawson Springs, who's always been kind of a real big friend of the program, along with Hopkins County Central. And then, of course, Crittenden's coming down, so we get a little rivalry run going too. So, but Coach Martinez does a great job up there. And, you know, she's been, you know, really nice and helpful to the program. And this first meet, I just try and reach out to teams and just invite teams that have, you know, in the past when we didn't have a track and I had to go somewhere, that were so nice to us and so accommodating and really kind of, you know, helped us get to where we are today.
Well, good luck to you guys this season. And, you know, you guys can't blame bad weather on me anymore. It's the last few times I've been to track meets, it's been great.
Yeah, I think we might have broken that curse. We might have gotten rid of the tiki doll and put it back on the island.
Yeah. I appreciate you coming in this morning and talking with us.
Thanks for having us in. Thanks for all you do to cover us and pictures and all the stuff you guys do to get the word out and, you know, make the day for these kids.
That's Kaw County track coach Steve Shaw. And again, home meet coming up Saturday out here at Tiger Stadium at 11 o'clock. Coming up next on the show, we've got Kaw County softball head coach Seth Butts. He'll be in the studio with us. Stay tuned as we continue on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Charter Senior Living Community in Hopkinsville offers the best in personalized care and memory care services. Their community provides a unique and comfortable living environment tailored to each individual's needs.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. We've got an overnight low of 57 by this afternoon. A partly sunny sky, high near 78. A 20% chance of showers and storms as well. South-southwest winds could be as high as 25 miles an hour. Thursday night, a 90% chance of showers and storms through and after midnight. Low around 59. A south-southwest wind could be as high as 20 miles an hour. And then on Friday, we close the work week with a 70% chance of precipitation. Thunderstorms possible. A cloudy sky, high near 66. But back to right now, an overnight low of 57, and by this afternoon, partly sunny, 78 in southwestern Kentucky.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool, too.
Something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
Thanks for joining us this morning here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. We appreciate John Morgan Francis of the Edge Media Group spending some time with us this morning, and Caldwell track coach Steve Shaw dropping by the studio as well. Joining us now in the studio, Caldwell County softball head coach Seth Butts. And Seth, welcome to the show, and how are things going for the softball team?
Well, it's that time of year where we're 100 mile an hour with both eyes closed. You know, you got to come out yesterday and do some pictures with us, and you've seen, the kids are eager. Excited, and they've been working hard, and we had a really good practice even after the what I call distraction days of media days and all that. So looking forward to getting after it.
Brand new uniforms this season.
Yeah, how'd you like that?
Yeah, that's look like the Savannah Bananas.
We are inspired by some of the, I guess, more quirky things that you see out there. I mean, I seen it. Mizzou's had them. Pitt's had them. Oregon actually had some uniforms that were similar. Just something to break up the super seriousness. Yeah. Maybe it's a distraction to the other team. I don't know. Any advantage is a good advantage. Yeah.
Well, it's always cool for us anyway when the football team wears the all gold look.
Yeah, it's something that I like it. I think it's something that until you see it on, you're kind of like, well, I don't know about that. But then when you see it on, you're like, that looks pretty good. So that's what we went with. And, probably going to get some couple more next year that are going to be interesting as well.
So. From a Caldwell County standpoint, though, I think the gold sometimes, looks more Caldwell County than even the blue does, because so many teams have the blue, but not a lot of teams have the goal that goes with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you can stand out a little bit more. Yeah. Something to talk about, they didn't win the game, but, man, they look good.
Yeah.
And that's something that, maybe inspires other coaches across the board to, hey, let's go back to some of the old school stuff like that. And, it gives a whole other aspect to the way, the game's approached, because, mm-hmm. They're talking about the uniforms instead of the game.
Yeah. Well, you guys open the season Saturday. You guys are going to just kind of ease into the season with the defending second region champions, Henderson County.
Well, that's something, iron sharpens iron. And, we're only going to get better playing the best. And until somebody knocks Henderson off, they're the best. And second best in the state, and possibly the best in the state, this coming season. But, they're well coached. They've got a lot of great players over there. I want to get my kids out there and get them in the fire early, I've talked to several people, and I'm fine going 0-26 going into the region. That's fine. I got to win my last 6-8 games. Mm-hmm. That's the most important. So we got to schedule strong so that we can make a good run at the end. If we have struggles early, we have time to adjust. The kids have time to recoup from everything. And like I said, we're shooting for the skies like always.
That's a rematch of last year's regional championship game between Caldwell County and Henderson County. Of course, you guys came home with a trophy, which is great, but Henderson last year just kind of swept through that tournament. I mean, they were just a machine by the time we got to that point.
They, they were special. And they're returning, Anna Kemp, who's a Missouri commit as a pitcher. She had a state record last year in strikeouts in a game at the state tournament. I think it was 22. She's great. And, of course, they got Troutman returning, going to Mississippi State. They lost some kids, too. They're playing this weekend in college right now. And, it was one of those it was a good year. For us, of course, we went through the region tournament and had a pretty good run there. But Henderson was really, really tough. I mean, they were tough on everybody.
who else is going to be good in the second region this year?
Second region's, again, it's kind of stacked, you know, and you never know until you get out there. Of course, Henderson's going to be the favorite. I don't pay attention to any of the rankings that are voted on by coaches who don't do their homework, you know. So Christian County looks like they're doing pretty good right now. Livingston's always going to be really good. Madisonville North, you can never count them out. Crittenden, you never know what they're going to do. Lyon County, they can always surprise. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, take Henderson out of the pot and shake it up, and then you got what you got. Yeah.
Big win for you guys last year in the regional over at Christian County, a game that was supposed to be at Hopkins County Central, and the weather kind of got it moved, so it ended up being a home game for Christian County, but you guys came out on top.
Yeah, we started out, you know, we kind of took it personal because it was some behind-the-scenes things that a lot of people don't know, and ended up going to Christian County, which I think it fired us up a little bit. We came out, you know, the wind was horrible, but I think we put 7 up in the first inning, and, you know, we played tremendous defense, and it was a fun game to watch. I mean, there were some balls that would have left the yard even without the wind, for sure, and there were some that would not have.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I think we probably had – I think we hit 4 that game, 4 home runs, and I think they were all going to be probably gone in normal conditions, and Christian County hit one that may have changed it if it hadn't been so much rain or wind. But, you know, it was fun, back and forth battle on their home field. So it you know, meant a little more to us. You know, we took it a little personal, and, you know, it was a good played game. And it'll probably be a battle again when we see each other this year.
Well, just as a testament to how tough the second region is in softball, you guys were actually 7th district runner-up last season, but made it all the way to the championship game of the regional.
Yeah, it's all about the draw. You know, you've got Madisonville's always – they've been a staple, you know, for a while. Henderson's going to continue that as well. So whoever's on the opposite sides of them is in good shape. And if they get on the same side, it kind of works out like that sometimes. And, you know, it's an interesting tournament to watch versus probably some of the others in the state that doesn't have as many stronger teams.
You guys have a lot coming back from that team, though.
Yeah, we're turning just about everybody. We lost A.J. Hollowell, who's having a tremendous year, first year in college. She's absolutely tearing it up at Frontier. Lainey Jones, she's at Midway right now. She had a pretty good year last year. Kenzie played great for us. She was hurt most of her, you know, last 2 years, and Kenzie ended up, you know, she made at the right time, being the perfect role. She made some plays, and Preston McKinney, she had some super big hits last year at the right times, and, you know, those are the things that you miss. But, you know, we've reloaded. We've come back a little more youthful. We've got some kids that are multi-talented. They can play multiple positions, and like I said, I'm pretty interested to see how things are going to go.
It's difficult to replace an A.J. Hollowell in center, though, because she was as good defensively as anyone I can remember.
Yeah, she's pretty special. We've got a couple of young kids that are going to have an opportunity to be that level of a player, and we're seeing some of those signs at practices, diving and catching balls, and, you know, just playing. A.J. didn't care. She'd run through the wall. She's making the catch,
yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, so many coaches that I've talked to said, man, aren't you excited about it? I said, man, I see it all the time. You know, once you've seen it, you know, once you've seen it 1,000 times, she'll go get the ball, and she's doing it at college now too. So it's a big loss for her, but you know, I think that we've got enough people that can come in and help, you know, fill that void a little bit by doing some of the smaller things. And it may not be all at one time, it may not be all in one game, but, you know, throughout the season, you know, they're going to leave their marks as well.
We're talking with Caldwell County softball head coach Seth Butts this morning on the Sideline Report. We need to get to a timeout, but we'll come back and have more after this. Stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Leap into all the springtime activities with the money you need to make it the best ever. From graduations, college, home repairs, auto purchase, and family reunions, you don't want to worry about money. At ABC Finance, they can help. With loans from $500 to $15,000, decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Do all the things this spring with help from ABC Finance.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morris at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Traveling the Bluegrass with host Alan Watts has another busy week. Alan, where are you traveling this week?
Mick Henderson talked about the 20th anniversary of Commonwealth Agri Energy. We learned about a special award for beef cattle producer Brian Gill. Meet Glasgow cattle farmer Kerry Tillman-Drossett. Learn about the latest technology from Case IH with Morgan Dietrich. And check in with Kentucky Pork Producers President Eric Hurd.
That's Traveling the Bluegrass weekdays around 6 a.m. and after the WPKY Noon News Edge.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Kauai County softball head coach Seth Butts in the studio with us. The Lady Tigers opening the season on Saturday against Henderson County out here at Lady Tiger Field at the Ratliff Park Complex. We'll have the game for you here on WPKY Saturday afternoon. Seth, do we have good weather coming up for Saturday?
welcome to Kentucky in March. Yeah. You know, it's, who knows? We had, 75% for Friday rain. Now it's turned 45 today, 60 tomorrow. Who knows, in 20 minutes it could be 0-0. So we're going to be tarped up. Our outfield's in great shape. Adam did a great job out there when he put the turf in, and it can get rid of some water. And we're going to play as long as we can play. You know, we've been several times the only teams playing in West Kentucky because we work hard on our field to keep it dry. So hopefully, 2 o'clock game, so you know we'll have plenty of time to get some work done if needed.
You guys have a stacked schedule for this season.
Yeah, I'm a glutton for punishment, but you know we train at a high level, and you know in order for that to be successful, we've got to play high level teams. We've got coming in spring break, a great friend of mine up in Lexington. We've been friends for many years. He's the new head coach at Frederick Douglass. He's got a really nice team there. He's going to come down on Thursday, April 4, and play us in Christian County at home. And it's always nice to have some of those upper tier teams come around and put on a show for everybody. Of course, we're looking at going to a tournament up in Lexington as well. We're going to get to see at Tate's Creek. We're going to play that. We're going to play Highlands, and we're going to see Louisville Male, who's projected their top five team. They've got a friend of mine up there that's also coaching, Don Murphy. He's done an exceptional job at creating a different atmosphere. And Louisville Male fell off for a little bit, and I think he's on the track of bringing that back. So that should be an interesting game. I know a few of their players up there, and they've got some really good pitching, and that's what I want to expose my kids to going into the district and regions. And we've had in the previous before the All-A tournament starts, I've got some pretty good competition coming in there. I think we can probably make a deep run at that, but we've got a pretty strong region in All-A as well. We got Lyon County, who can always do some things. Livingston, you never count them out. They've got good pitching, they play with heart, so it's usually a war when we play. We got to get through that, but you got to play these harder teams in order to get ready. Trigg County's got some good pitching. They've held McCracken to 3 runs early this week. But it was Madisonville that was the same way, 3-0 game. So, I'm in here to get some tough scheduling going and see some of the best pitchers we can in order to get us going where we need to go.
Yeah, when you look at that All-A Classic, I know one of the tough losses for you guys last season was that loss to Livingston Central in the All-A semifinals.
Yeah, like I said, it's always a war. I've been friends with their coach since high school, and his team is similar to my team. They take what their coach gives them, and they live by that. So, I'm a gritty type, and Matthew is definitely a gritty type, and it's usually, like I said, the last 3-4 times we've played, it's been a complete war, and it's been exciting to watch.
Now, you guys get to host the first round, right?
Yes, we'll be the host of the first round. Then it goes to UHA.
Okay. So when you look at the All-A Classic, is it us and Livingston again? You mentioned Lyon County. Crittenden County gives us fits at times, so yeah. There's a lot of teams in there.
It's interesting. Crittenden has pitching that's well, and with any high school kid, you never know what you're going to get day to day. We could catch them on a day where they're not pitching as well, not locating very well, and our kids are really focused, and I think that's what happened in the region tournament when we got them going into the championship. We had a really good day, and they didn't have such a good day locating. So you never know day to day what's going to happen there, but it's going to be an interesting tournament.
What's kind of your outlook for this season, and how good can the Lady Tigers be this year?
You know, they can be as good as they want to be. They've worked their tail offs. You know, they've been working out since, I guess, right after volleyball season. They started, you know, getting after it down at CrossFit. Some did some other ventures. They were working out with different people and trainers and things. And we've been non-mandatory practicing since I can remember.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're really, really working hard, and you're starting to see the results, you know, as every day you go in. They're doing things, taking it upon themselves. And if they can remain focused and you know, control the controllables, you know, there's things that you can control and there's things you can't control. And just worry about the things you control. And they're doing a really good job of that right now. We've had some really good practices lately, and we've tried to make them as hard and as confusing as possible to try to make the game go fast in practice so that it goes slow when you're in a game. So I think they can, you know, we got goals. We want to be back in the region championship. We want to win the district, and we want to leave our mark as, you know, being one of the teams that you never know if you think you can walk over us or not. We want to be the guys that say, hey, we're not done. We'll come back 12 down in the last inning and beat you. And they've kind of taken that, you know, to heart. And that's what we're looking for is, you know, do it for the whole season, not just for a couple games, do it for the whole season. So I think we're going to, you know, it's hard to predict. It always is, because you never know with injuries and, you know, weather. If we don't get enough games in, things are going to get a little rusty for us. And they will for everybody. Yeah. So I think we have a chance to have a pretty good season this year.
Well, good luck to you guys. Appreciate you coming in and being on the show this morning.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Thanks for everything you guys do.
Yeah.
Go Tigers.
That's Lady Tiger softball coach Seth Butts. The Lady Tigers, again, opening up the season Saturday at home, 2 o'clock against Henderson County, and we'll have the game for you right here on WPKY. That's going to wrap us up this morning on the Sideline Report. Again, thanks to John Morgan Francis of the Edge Media Group for coming on and talking about the Southeastern Conference basketball tournament. We appreciate Kaawa County track coach Steve Shaw coming by the studios. And again, thanks to Kaawa County Lady Tigers softball head coach Seth Butts for coming in and joining us as well. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.